run into Mr. Greg McLigg. You are the Chief Engagement Officer for CUNA. Well done.
Thank you very much. I'm the Deputy Chief.
So Deputy. Yeah, well,
make sure that we get that right before we
you're gonna have to wear
raise
a star
expectations,
for that one.
Right?
Well, in any event, congratulations on your job. I mean, this time last year, you were the New Jersey Credit Union League president, and so...
Yes.
And now you're with CUNA.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, it's been quite a year, and it's great to be at CUNA, mm-hmm. and... you know, it was wonderful to be at the league
yeah.
in New Jersey.
It's some good stuff there.
Great organization, wonderful people. I've just speaking with some folks here from the league and board members, and it sounds like things are going well for them right. in New Jersey.
Good deal.
Pleased to hear it. So.
Good deal. Well, tell me about this position, the Chief Deputy Chief Engagement Officer. What does that entail?
So primarily, what we're working on is trying to define exactly what engagement is
okay.
right now,
okay.
and from
That's
the
important.
From the CUNA perspective, we engage in a lot of different areas throughout the system.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, our league partners first of all are most important. I think that the fact that I had been at the league and have my colleagues and friends at the league president ranks really helps out with those relationships
yeah.
and being able to speak frankly about what we need to do to make sure that we support the interdependent system. So that's job one.
Okay.
Beyond that, there's other ways that CUNA, of course, is interacting with credit unions, with the many vendors that mm-hmm. fill the exhibit mm-hmm. hall and mm-hmm. things like that. And how do we best proceed in this new environment to make sure that no matter what we do, we're still working together with our
right.
league partners in a way that gets as many people behind the advocacy machine that we have between leagues and CUNA as possible.
Boy, if I hear advocacy one more time, I'm going to march myself up the hill.
Well, that's what we're hoping, though. But that's exactly that's Jim's message.
I mean it in the most positive
yes,
way. It's a great message to get.
Right.
And Ryan Donovan's going to be over here in about a half hour, so we're going to talk about that as well.
Good.
So
Good.
You can't talk about advocacy enough, in my opinion.
Absolutely cannot.
All right, what's the talk about? Advocacy, what's the show buzz that you're hearing? What are you talking to credit unions about this time around?
So, and Jim, again, Jim said it with the CU difference, the credit union difference. How do we activate the consumers? How do we activate the individuals within the credit unions,
mm-hmm.
your staff? I mean, board members, when you add up all the numbers of the people that are in the credit union system already, if we can make our voice louder together, that's going to do nothing but
mm-hmm.
great things for us. And
mm-hmm.
there's plenty of opportunity mm-hmm. within the financial spaces marketplace.
No
our
doubt.
Market share is still, it's growing, but it's still small. So
right.
How do we do that? How do we as CUNA and our partnerships with the leagues, how do we work together to activate people in the advocacy realm? And you know, there's consumer activism and advocacy, and that's really what we're talking about there.
Right.
And then there's the political side of it.
Yes.
You know, having been at the league and going through the hike the hills, I know how incredibly valuable that is and how important it is that everybody spends their time here in D.C. with us and going up on the hill mm-hmm. and advocating for the credit mm-hmm. union system. Mm-hmm. It does make a difference.
Yep.
It makes a tremendous difference.
And then to add on to that, keeping in touch with the representative throughout the year.
Absolutely.
So credit union is top of mind all
right.
the time.
It's not a one-week game.
Exactly.
You know, as Ryan, I'm sure, will tell you later, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
You have to. It's all 52 weeks, and you have to do it annually and just continue the cycle. So, but that really has been, when you ask about the show buzz and what's going on, when I do talk to people, they're recognizing the change within CUNA that's
yeah.
taking place.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all to make sure that we're hitting those goals.
And you're part of that change, too, because this is kind of a new thing for CUNA, right?
Yes,
okay.
yes, it is. And it's just looking at it from a slightly different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the fortunate thing, I think, for me is that this is the 20th time I've been at the CUNA Governmental Affairs Conference, and I've seen it from another association perspective. I've seen it from the vendor side
mm-hmm.
where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
I've stood many, many hours in that exhibit hall in a booth. And now I'm, you know, I saw it as a league president,
yeah.
and now I'm here at CUNA. And I think that having that perspective is helpful.
That's a great perspective.
As we consider all the ways that we can possibly engage yeah. and bring people into our credit union community within the system.
Back standing in the basement of the Washington Hilton.
Yes.
Down that little room down
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
Shoulder to shoulder.
It was, and then they had the add-on room the one year outside.
We had to walk outside.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. The best business happened in the lobby bar, right?
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And that's part of. I mean, that's part of the allure, I think, of the Governmental Affairs Conference as well. Is there's 5,000 people
mm-hmm.
here that are all on the same page as
yep.
far as the importance of credit unions, and it is good to get out and network, and it is good to meet the other people and
I
have
agree.
Those conversations, and then formally do it within the walls here at the convention center
mm-hmm.
and it's one of my favorite times of the year.
Mine
every
too.
Year. I
Mine
look
too.
Forward to it. And are you a little worse for wear when you go home? Probably.
A little bit, but...
But it's all worthwhile because... Yeah. Seeing you, seeing other friends, it's fantastic.
There's nothing better than the face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
We live in a digital world, but we come here, and I keep calling it like the family reunion,
right.
You know?
Yep.
And we all get to reconnect and stuff. All right, wrap-up question here. Well, I mean, what are your goals for here, and then how does that parlay into 2016?
So, again, I think, and it may sound a little bit like a broken record here, but
No. It's
really establishing... how we move forward in the new environment of choice and how we do that in partnership with our league partners and having those conversations to, we know that we're committed to one another. The
yeah.
leagues, CUNA, we're committed. We have this going on.
Right.
We have to make sure that we communicate that to the credit unions in a way that they understand that value proposition,
that
if you choose to go one way or another, not only are you not going to get, as a credit union, the full effectiveness of the system, but the system is going to lose the power and the unified voice that we gain when a credit union is both a member of the league
yeah.
and CUNA. And we've got to get our messaging right on that and make sure that the credit unions understand it. And I think, based on everything that I've heard and seen here, and you know, having seen Jim on stage, but hearing the comments of credit union leaders that I've spoken to
yeah.
in the hallways,
yeah.
I think we're making that message clear, and we're just going to continue to hammer that home. And that's job one. That's goal. That's the top of the goal list. That's the priority. We've got to make sure people understand that as we move into our first year of potentially choice environment
oh, that's
across
right.
the system.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And of course, there are many leagues that are that have come out and support the dual membership.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that we are flexible and working in every environment
mm-hmm.
too and support that, because every league that has made that decision for choice has also stated their support of interdependence. And so that's CUNA's commitment,
yep.
that's the league's commitment, and we just need to be as strong as we can
yep.
together. And hopefully this allows some that maybe weren't inside of our system, the league CUNA system,
mm-hmm.
That maybe do want one or the other, let's get them in, because the more people that are in somewhere,
of course.
The better for all of us, and then we can hopefully prove that value proposition
yeah.
of dual membership.
It's nice to have
important.
That choice, but it's also nice to have that
right.
team united feeling, because the more people, like you said, the stronger you are.
Absolutely.
So, very cool. Great message to end on. Greg,
great.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
The time.